We're a few weeks into the new year and just getting started with our New Year's resolutions, if any. Maybe you made a commitment to learn a new language or dust off those skills in a particular language you already tried learning once upon a time. Diving into a new language can be fun and rewarding. It also comes with challenges. Our next guest is here to help us get started on the right foot with advice for beginners and experienced language learners of all ages. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you speak a second language or third or fourth? How did you get started? What made it work for you? Or if you're more like me, what made it not work for you? What were some of the challenges that got in your way? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas at WPR.org. The language teachers out there, love to hear from you too. That's 800-642-1234. Jessica Miller is a professor of languages at UW-Eau Claire, where she teaches all levels of French. She was recently named the 2024 Teacher of the Year by the Wisconsin Association for Language Teachers. Jessica, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Start off, Jessica, by inspiring us with your own language story, you learning your second and then next few languages along the way.
All right. So I grew up in France, in Strasbourg, which is one of three capitals of Europe. It's right on the German border. So I was exposed to lots of different languages at an early age. And it all started in school, really, where I started taking German and then English. And I was always interested in English because in France, we hear a lot of English language music on the radio, and I was very annoyed that I didn't understand the lyrics. And after that, I just kept going because, you know, once you know how to learn another language, then each new language becomes easier because you've developed a toolkit.
What inspired you to become a language teacher?
I sort of fell into it, I guess. I was very interested in linguistics. So I went to grad school for linguistics. And then I started teaching as a grad student. And I found that I wasn't too bad at it. And I really enjoyed the contact with students and sharing my passion for learning languages with them.
Well, you're the Wisconsin Language Teacher of the Year. So let's get some advice from you now. Say you've got somebody, a random person who tries different ways to learn languages, but feels like he or she isn't very good at it and is a little nervous about trying to speak it. How could somebody like that, okay, it's me, how could somebody like that get started?
I think the first thing to do is identify your goal or your goals. Why are you interested in learning a language? Is it, you know, just to get your, you know, your brain exercising, or are you going to travel, or is there someone that you met that you want to talk to? And that's really important because that's going to give you the motivation. Secondly, is adjust your expectations. Learning a language takes time. So there is gratification at the beginning, you know, because when you start from knowing nothing and then you learn 10 words, you know, that's that's huge. But then the more you get in the language, the slower it's going to feel. And that's where the motivation can decrease. And I think, you know, just like any New Year's resolution, or, you know, if you want to exercise more, you need to make it part of your routine. You need to make it easy for you to, you know, to have the opportunity to practice, and a little bit every day goes a long way. And another piece of advice is to look for support. Learning a language is really social. You know, that's why we learn languages. That's why we use them, is to communicate with people. So I would recommend looking for other people who are learning languages to motivate each other, and maybe even, you know, group of people who know the target language to help you practice it.
And as I understand it, a key part of your classroom, if somebody's your student, Jessica, they're going to talk, and there's a lot of conversation in that language, and that's a big part of learning. Why is that so important?
That's really important because when you speak, you're actively using the language. So there are passive ways to study a language, you know, like reading or watching videos, but it's totally different to actively be using it, and it's more difficult. But that's really, you know, real life context where you're going to need to use the language to, for example, you know, to talk to people, to do your shopping, to order at a restaurant. So it's important that students practice speaking the language in class.
Jessica Miller is with us, professor of French language at UW-Eau Claire. She's with us today to talk about learning a new language and share some advice on how to get started and how to keep going. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Love to hear your stories. Do you use a language learning app like Duolingo or Rosetta Stone? What has your experience been like? Did you learn languages in classes? What took, what didn't? Did you live in a place where you had no choice but to learn that second or third language? How did it go? Join in with your experiences or your questions at 800-642-1234. Are you learning another language right now? 800-642-1234. If you're learning English, am I helping you? Do you listen to this show to learn English? 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about learning a new language with language professor Jessica Miller from UW-Eau Claire. Hoping to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What language or languages have you learned in addition to the one you started with, whether that was English or English was your second language? What, if you were successful, what worked for you? What, is there a teacher you want to give a shout out to who did a real good job of helping you learn that language? Was it finding somebody to talk to? Was it an app, a book, a video? Tell us all about it. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Used to get a lot of callers who love to talk about their second languages. Maybe nobody's doing it anymore. I don't know. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. You could also email ideas@wpr.org. Jessica, we were just talking about the importance of having conversations. I'll admit, and I know I'm not alone, I can do the book learning side of it. And then when it goes to actually talking, I feel a disproportionate level of anxiety and fear. And I understand, you know, even though you're a pro, you've been through this yourself. How do we overcome that hesitancy to speak that second language?
I think it's by setting your goal. And, you know, you just got to do what it takes to reach your objective. It's hard because when you talk spontaneously, you're really putting yourself in a vulnerable position. And as a second language, you don't have full control of what you say or how you're going to be perceived. But then you get real life feedback. I have a story about that. When I was learning English and I was a teenager, I traveled to the United States and I love ice cream. So I went to get some ice cream and I saw a flavor. I had no idea what it was, but it looked interesting. And I ordered cookie Duff.
That's English for you.
Right. Because, you know, rough, tough, Duff. And then I don't know. They didn't understand me. So I repeated it. They didn't understand me. So then I was very, you know, I wanted my ice cream. So I just ended up pointing and I got my ice cream. And the person who scooped said, "Oh, cookie dough." So I got instant feedback and I learned so much and I got ice cream on top of it. But it's, you know, just the type of situation that happens and you just have to laugh about it and say, okay, I'm learning, I'm communicating.
And nobody's really judging you, I think, when you say cookie duff on that first try instead of cookie dough, right?
Right, because that's just... Yeah, it's just speaking, you know, even in our native language, we make mistakes and language changes too. So there's always something new to be learning.
We heard from Frank in Springbrook. Frank has tried to learn Spanish, German, Korean. He can't hear what native speakers are saying because they talk fast. Hard to decipher native speakers. Same with English, I guess. How do you get to that point? And this is a challenge. Frank's not alone there. This is a challenge for me, too. If I've been working on Spanish on an app for a while. If I get somebody to talk pretty slow, I can mostly keep up. But real-life language, how do we get to being able to talk at that speed?
I think, first of all, you know, if you watch YouTube videos, you can slow those down if it helps. But it's true that in the end, you do want to be able to understand speakers at faster speaking rates. I think you just have to give up the goal to understand every detail. Try to go for the gist. You know, what did you understand? It's not because you missed some words that you're not going to understand the point of the story that, you know, someone is telling. So that would be my advice. In my classes, I always make sure that I use authentic resources. So that means material that's not specifically made for learners, but made, you know, for everybody, just so students get to practice listening, you know, at the fast speech. And then you get used to it and you get used to not understanding everything, and you still get a lot out of you know, you get a few details here and there, and often that's enough.
Thanks for sending that along, Frank. Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Laura is with us in Madison. Laura, hi.
Hi, Rob, and thanks to your guest. I just wanted to make the comment that I've been learning Spanish for about 20 years, and what I've found is that it really helps to learn the verbs. You know, a lot of times you just concentrate on, like, learning the nouns, the objects, but you can always describe an object, but it turns out, like, in your everyday speaking, you're describing what you're doing or you're trying to tell a story, and that's when knowing what those verbs are is really important.
Laura, thanks a lot. Jessica, how do we, it's easy to make that list of, you know, table, door, library, things like that, the importance of getting those actions, those verbs.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, Laura. It's very important, right? Because you're going to, you know, describe some actions. So what you can do to learn some verbs is to look up online, you know, the 100 most frequent verbs in the language you're studying, and you'll get some useful lists there. And you can also organize them. You know, try to look for verbs that are meaningful to you. You know, don't simply learn lists, but try to decide what are 10 verbs that I use frequently that would be useful personally to me, and then start by memorizing those.
Laura, thanks a lot for the call. Jane is with us now in Waukesha. Jane, hi.
Hi. I was talking about learning a language like in a classroom. And I felt very self-conscious. A lot of times we'd sit in a circle and look at each other. And it's like, but when I went on vacation and I purposefully used words and would ask people to help me, and especially little children, I learned a lot because we were in Costa Rica during the rainy season. And I would just sit down under the palapa, and this little 8-year-old we'd get a magazine out and I'd circle things and she'd write it in Spanish and I'd write it in English and then we'd pronounce it and we just had a lot of fun. And then she drew mustaches on all the women, but it was...
Jane, thanks a lot. Talking to kids, Jessica, and also kids' books, the vocabulary tends to be a little more limited. That could be a good starting point, I've found anyway, in trying to read another language. The value of communicating with children to help learn a language. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a great story. And I really like that, you know, Jane tried to use her Spanish while she was abroad. Children, you know, they don't judge. They just want to have fun. And I think when you also approach language learning as something fun, that makes a difference, too, because you're more likely to stick with it.
Mona, thanks a lot for the call. Dana joins us now in West Bend. Dana, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I really like this topic. One thing that I've found beneficial, going back to, you know, your previous caller about, you know, how to kind of keep up with the conversation, or if you're watching a TV show or something like that, I have really found, even in my own native language of English, that putting on the closed caption or subtitles has been very, very helpful to, as especially as you're trying to, like, speed up your own learning or speed up your own conversation style back. I've found that to be very, very helpful, because, like, something, especially if
Dana,
you're...
Dana, I gotcha. We're just about out of time. And Jessica, I'll ask you, let's pick your native language of French. For an English speaker learning French, can you recommend a movie we could watch with or without subtitles?
I think I would recommend series on Netflix. There are some really good series. And, you know, then you're just set for hours of... you know, exposure to French. I'm blanking on the title, but there's a really good one, Lupin, L-U-P-I-N, that I would recommend.
All right. Thanks for that call, Dana. And Jessica, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
That's Jessica Miller, professor of languages at UW-Eau Claire, where she teaches all levels of French. She was recently named the 2024 Teacher of the Year by the Wisconsin Association for Language Teachers. She's been giving us advice for picking up a new language or brushing up our skills. You can keep the conversation going. Share your language story. What went well? What didn't? You can email ideas@WPR.org.